on the top of Lamed Amud Aleph. Mishnah. Shalsha Achim. Shnai Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achayot. Echad Nesui Nachris. We have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Two of the brothers, Reuven and Shimon, are married to sisters. We'll say Reuven's married to Leah, and Shimon's married to Rachel, and Leah's married to Nachris, we'll call her Chana. Meis echad mibali achayos, v'kanas nasui Nachris as ishto meis. So, say Reuven dies, and his wife Leah, therefore fell to Yibum, and Levi did Yibum on her. And then, after that, Levi dies. So, Yatsa Mishum, Harishona Yatsa Mishum Machosi, Shavishniya Mishum Sarasa. So now, after Levi dies, so who's falling to Shimon? Leah, which is the Achosisha, right? Because the Levi had married Leah, did Yibum on Leah. So now she's falling to him. And also Chana, which is Levi's regular wife, also falling to Shimon. So since Leah is Achosisha, right? The kid's it's the Erava. So she's there's nothing there. So Mele, also Chana, who is the Tzara, so she's also out. Therefore, he's asked to both of them, Leah, because it's his wife's sister, and Chana, because it's the Tzara of the wife's sister. And that's that. However, Asa b'maimer choletes olamis yabemes. However, if Levi, when Leah, Reuven's wife Leah died and fell to Levi. Levi didn't do Yibum on her, you know, he did Maimer. So it's like a Chetzi Kinyan, because that's not clear. So therefore, Chana, it's not for sure the Tzara of the Erva. Because if Leah, let's say, was not married, so let's say Levi didn't do Yibum or anything. So now, then Chana is just Levi's wife, and after Levi dies, Shimon can marry Chana. But since the only problem with Chana is that maybe she's a Tzara's Erva. But since this is a questionable Tzara's Erva, because Leah, because Levi didn't marry Leah, didn't do Yibum on Leah, only did Maimer, therefore it's Chetzi Tzara's Erva. But Mela, he can't do Yibum on Chana, he only do Chalitza. Okay, not too much. Rashi, Rishona, Limnifila, referring to Leah, that fell too late. Okay. Now the Gemara. Taima, the Aved Ba Maimer. Hallo, Aved Ba Maimer, Nachris, Yabume Nami, Miyabma. So the Gemara makes a diuk and says, what's the reason why, in the end, Shimon can't do Yibum on Chana? That's because Levi did Yibum, or at least did Yibum. Okay, so he did Yibum on Leah. Melechana is the Tzara's Erva. Okay, so then after when Levi dies, Shimon can't marry them, not Leah because the sister, and not the Chana Tzara's Erva. But as if Levi would not have done Yibum on her, if he wouldn't have done Maimer on her, okay, so Melech. He's Levi doesn't have any connection to, well, he has a little connection, as we'll see, a Zika, but nothing more than a Zika. And therefore, after Levi dies, Shimon can marry Chana. Right? Because the only reason, the problem with Chana is that she's a Tzara's Erva. But if Levi never did even Maimer on Leah, so he didn't do Yimun, he didn't do Maimer, so maximum, there's just a Zika, we'll say, but that's all, and that's not strong enough to make Chana a Tzara Zika or whatever, that would make her Asa. And therefore, Shimon could marry Chana, could do Yibum on Chana. So Amar of Nachman, Zosomeris, what do we see from here? That Ein Zika, Vafilu, Bechad, Acha. So we see here, there's no Zika even to one brother, meaning that even though when Reuven dies, so when Reuven died, so his wife Leah fell to two brothers, per se. But not really, because Leah cannot marry Shimon, because Shimon's married to the sister. So it's Achosisha. So she's not, so it's like Ki'ilu, Leah's not falling to Shimon, because Shimon can't marry her. So she's basically falling just to the other brother, Levi. Okay, so, but, that's just a Zika. Okay, if he doesn't actually do Yibum or Imaim or even nothing, so it's just the Zika connection to Levi. So here we have a connection to that one brother, and that connection to that one brother is not enough to make Chana the Tsaris, like Zika, as we said, that would Aser. And therefore, we said Shimon could, if after Levi dies, no problem, can do Yibum on Chana, because all the, because if Levi hadn't done anything to Leah, not Yibum, not even Maim or nothing, so it's only like she's only like a Tsar Zika or whatever, and we say there's no Zika, even though it's only to that one, to the, it's only connected to that one brother Levi, still there's no Zika, and therefore Shimon can marry Chana. It comes out. Okay, let's see Rashi. Gone the Gemara. Okay, Nachris Yibumi Namayami. So he said if Levi didn't even do, Maimer did nothing with Leah, so then Shimon, after Levi dies, can Mamish marry Chana, can do Yibum on Chana. But Lo Amrinan, we don't say Misha Meis Baal Achayos, that once Reuven died and Levi fell, Benafla Liyavam, and then she, Leah fell to Yibum. Behuska Kachla Nasui Nachris Levado, and really she's only falling to Levi. As he's a Nasui Nachri, so he was the one who married Chana. And she, why? The Halabala Chayas Lo Ramya. Because Leah has no connection, is not falling really to Shimon, even though he's also a brother, but since Shimon's married to the sister of Leah, to Rachel, so she's not really falling to him. The Nasis, Bachas Goris Nachris, so the Nachris is the Tsaras Zika, like we say. The Nachrisu Tsaratab Zika. The Chana is only like a tsar of like a Zika, because Leah is now Zakuk to Levi, and then Chana is a tsar of the Zika. Ukeshemet, then when Levi dies, Teasar Hanachris al Hanishar. And then this the Nachris becomes Aser on the. We don't say that she would become Aser on to Shimon. Mishum Tsaris Achos Isha. Okay, we don't say this because it's only the Zika. It's only a Zika, and therefore we don't say that. But Filu Bechalacha can appreciate, like we said, Afa Gav the Treyach Ininu, even though it's true, when Reuven died, like we said, Leah's falling to two brothers, but it's really like there's only one. Einzu Zakuka Ela Lenasri Nachris Levado. Because she's really only Zakuk to Levi, because she's not Zakuk to Shimon, because Shimon's married to the sister. And he can't marry Leah. He's already married to the sister. So she's really, in effect, falling only to Levi. So there's a Zika to Levi. So Chana is this Achos of the Zika. And that's not strong enough to make her Aser on Shimon. And therefore, Shimon could, in fact, marry Chana. Okay. We move on to the next Mishnah. Shlosha Achim. Shnai Mehem Nasuim Shtei Achayos. Vechad Nasui Nachris. Okay, we have two brothers, and they, again, that's like we said before, they're married to three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Two of them are married to sisters, Zachad, Nasri, Nachri. So far, exactly the same as the case before, right? The three brothers, two of them married to sisters. Okay, Meis, Nasri, Nachri. Then the one that is married to the Nachri dies first. That was Levi dies first in this case. And then Kanas Echami Balachayos Es Ishto Umeis. And then let's say, okay, so Levi the dies first. Kana's wife then falls to Yibum. So Shimon, which is one of the Balachayos, right? Reuben and Shimon, they're married to the sisters. So let's say Shimon does a Yibum on her. Okay, and then he also dies. Okay, so now falling to the one last brother who's around, which is Reuven, okay, so who's falling to him? He's falling to him is Shimon's wife, Rachel, which is Achos Isha, because he's married to the sister, and Chana, okay, which was Levi's original wife. He died, fell to, if you remember, to Shimon. Shimon did Yibum. Okay, so now those two wives of Shimon, Rachel and Chana, Rachel was the sister, Achos Isha, to well, as far as Reuven is concerned, and the Tzkana Zetzara. So they're both Harishona Yotzeis Mishum Achosisha Veshnia Mishum Tzaratza. Okay, so they're both out. Rachel's out because Reuven's married to the sister, so it's Achosisha, and Chana is the Tzara of that. So she's also out because the Tzara of the Yerva. However, Asa B'maimer Umeis, if after Levi died and Chana fell to Shimon, Shimon didn't do Yibum on Chana, only did Maimer, didn't actually marry her, just only did Maimer, and then he died. So Anachris Choletzis Olomitia Bemes. So then, what's the din? So then, Rachel again, we said, is the Achos Isha, so Reuven, she's out. But Chana is still has to do Chalitza, right? Because the only reason why she was, before we said she's also out, because she's clearly Tzara's Erva. But if there was only Maimer done, so it's not so clear that she's Tzara's Erva, because whether she's only if she's Mamish married to Shimon, she's Tzara's Erva, right, to Rachel. But since she was only a Maimer, so therefore it's a pseudo Tzara's Erva, and therefore we ask that she does Chalitza, not you. Okay, also here's not too much Rashi on the Mishnah, HaRishana L'Nisuin again. Okay. Now, the Gemara asks the question, Hasu Lamali. Hainuach. So now the Gemara is comparing this case and the case we had before, the permission of previous Mishnah. And the Gemara says, why do we need the second Mishnah? I already learned this in from the Mishnah before. And not only that, we even have a Kal Vachomer. In other words, if I have the Mishnah before, I have Kal Vachomer, I know the din here. So I surely don't need it. Why is it a Kal Vachomer? Says the Gemara. Hashta umahasam te'achos isha havye tzara l'nachris amart that nachris asura. So hacha de nachris havye tzara l'achos isha lo kol shekein. Okay, this is a drop tricky. So what's the kol shekein here? So the especially if you don't have a diagram in front of you. So the case, why is it a kol shekein? So in the case before, so Rashi is a shaila in the Rishonim also, and which case exactly? We had the case of Yibum, the case of Maimer. So Rashi's learning basically in the case of the Maimer, right? So he says, what's the kol shekein? So in the case of the first Mishnah, when we have after Levi dies, that Chana, his wife, and Leah, the one who did Maimer, are falling to Shimon. So we said that Chana is Leah is the Achos Isha, so she's out, and Chana also has to do it's a Shiloh whether she's the since it was only Maimer done, so Shiloh whether she's the Tzara Serva, and therefore we do Chalit. Okay, so however there, that's a bigger chiddush, and therefore it's a kol vachomer. Why is it a bigger chiddush? Because Levi is married to his ikra wife is Chana. Okay, that's who he's married to. And then he did maimer on Leah. So since he did maimer on Leah, so Leah's not the ikra. It's like the tafel wife, right? Because that's only a mimered wife, right? That he took Leah. So the ikra wife is Chana. The tafel one is Leah. And still, what do we say? We still say that the Tafel wife, right, is it makes the Ikra one that she don't only has to do chalitza, right? She's right that even though it's like she why because she's tsaris kind of tsaris erva, okay. But so what here we have it's Fela, right? The not the Ikra wife making the other one a tsaris erva that would need the chalitza at least. Okay, so that's so here we have a tafel making the ikr a tzaras erva, and still, yeah, it still works, and still Chana must do chalitza. So therefore, kol shekein, when we move into to our case, the second case over here, now Rachel and Chana are both falling to Reuven. Here the ikr wife is who? Is Rachel. Shimon was married to Rachel. He only took Levi's wife, did Maimer on her, on the Chana. But the Iker wife of Shimon is Rachel. So here, we have a more of a classic case. right? Leah's, Shimon's Iker wife, Rachel, is falling to Reuven and cannot marry her because it's Achos Isha. And that, but that's the Iker wife, and that's making the Tafel, Chana, the Achos Isha. But that's easier to say, right? To make it the Tzaras Erva. That's easier to say because it's the Iker is making the Tafel. Right? His Iker wife, Rachel, which is Aser to Reuven because Achos Isha is making Chana, the Tafel wife, into Tzaras Erva. So that's much easier than the other way around, the Tafel making the Iker. So they explain. And therefore, it's a Kol Shekein. So it comes out that just teach me the first Mishnah that we have, and Kal V'Chomer, I know this, I know the din over here. I don't need to teach me that. That's the Gemara is asking. Okay, let's see Rashi on this before we see the answer. Gemara, right? Hainu Hach. The Kol Shekein, right? It's a Kol Shekein. The Hashto Mahasam, in other words, in the first case, the Nachris Iker Nesuahi, as we said, because Levi's wife, Chana, that's the Iker wife, the Achos Isha Tfela, because the Leah, who he did Mimer, who Levi did Mimer on, that's, she's also the only Tfela. Okay, Kol Shekein Hu, the Hashto Mahasam and Nachris Iker Nesuahi, the Achos Isha Nafla, Aleha v'naset sarata b'maimer, and still asarta, we still asked her, even though Leah is only a tafel wife to Levi, and still it's enough to make Chana etzaras erva, and even though she's the Iker, you're making the tafel wife, you're making the Iker wife Chana etzaras erva. So hacha, continues Rashi, in our case, the achos isha Iker nesuahi, so over by us, where Rachel, who's the Achos Isha, she's the Iker wife of Shimon. Shimon's Iker wife is Rachel, and and then we have the Yisra of Achos Erva. So Lo Kol Shekein Doseret Nachri Chahita Fela. So certainly she's going to make Chana the Tzaras Erva, who's all, she's Chana B'chwal is anyways only like a Tfela, a secondary wife, not the Iker wife. So surely the Iker can make the Tafel. Right, so if the Tafel can make the Iker wife into Tzaras Erva, surely the Iker can make the Tafel, Kol Shekein. That's the Gemara's question. So what's the answer? Gemara answers, Tana, Hach Tana Bereisha, V'hach Chazye Lehetera, V'sharya, V'hader Chazye Lisura, V'aydi D'chaviva Le'akdama, Umishna lozaza minkoma. Okay, so what happened over here? There was a succession of events. In other words, first the Tana of this over there was writing these Mishnahs here. Okay, he only had the lesser chiddush. In other words, the second case. Okay, that which is easier, right? That the Iker is making the Tafel into the Tzaras Erva. That was the only thing that the Tana held, that Chiddush. But the first Chiddush, he originally held it, no, that the Tafel can't make the Iker, can't make it into Tzaras Erva. Okay, he can't do that. And therefore, he didn't learn this first Mishnah. Because that was the bigger Chiddush, a Tafel can make the Iker into Tzaras Erva, he didn't learn that. Okay? So, that was out. Then, later on, he changed his mind, whatever, and he said, no, even the Tafel can make the Iker into Tzaras Erva. Okay, he was closer, and he changed it, he could. So then, the first Mishnah was now the, even a bigger Chiddush, and he held by that. So therefore, he was Akhtama, he wanted, since it was dear to him, that he had this even a bigger Chiddush, so he taught it first, and he taught it. But now, after he taught it, really, you don't need now the second Mishnah. Because once I have this first Mishnah, the bigger Chiddush, so, and he taught it, so he says, great, so now I have a Kal V'Chomer to the second, I don't need it. But once it was already taught, lozazim in koma, he left it already. Okay, so he left the second one. So again, first he only had the second Mishnah, the lesser Chiddush. Then he came up with the bigger Chiddush, and he put that first because it's dear to him, because it's a bigger Chiddush. And then he left the second one because once you have once it's there, we leave it. And that's what it says. The Mishnah lozazim in koma. Okay, let's see Rashi. Hatana Bereisha. So Mishnah Achrona, Zo Shana Tchila. Okay, so the first, so the second Mishnah, that was original, that was the one that was taught first. Vahi de la'el, in the first Mishnah, lo havya b'dayte le'misna. But he didn't hold by it at first, the first Mishnah, he didn't originally hold by it. Mishum de chazya le'tera, hoyol v'nachris ikar. So again, since the nachris is the ikar, we're not going to say that the tafel, Leah, who's the tafel wife to Levi, is going to make the ikar, Chana, wife, into a tzaras evra. He originally held no. The hadar chazel isura, but then he afterwards he said yes. She the tafel can make the ikar into the tzaras evra. Mishum the mikoma kom tzaras ahi. Because still the maisa she's a, okay tafel or ikar, but the maisa she's a tzara, and therefore it's she does aser. Vitanya, and therefore he taught it because he decided to yes hold by that. And then we said he put it first. The Aidi the Kachaviva lay, since that first Mishnah was dear to him, the Chidushu, because that's an even bigger Chiddush, so that he, Akhtama, he put it first, because of the bigger Chiddush, and that's why we have it here at first, the first Mishnah. The Su lo have tzarich lemisa seifa. But then, once we have that, we really don't need a second Mishnah anymore, like we said, because the Kol Shekain. Ela hoyel v'nishnis lo zazamim koma. But once we already taught it, we leave it, and we leave it as a second Mishnah, and that's that. So we're not going to, you know, take it away once we have it. And then usually the reason for that is because, you know, the Mishnahs was all, like, they learned it Baal Peh. You know, everybody's like a song, because there they had, in fact, they said it was like they used to sing it. They used to have like a tune, the Tiferes Yisrael said they used to sing the Mishnayos. You know, because it's easier to remember a song than there's just words. So just to have a song to the Mishnayos. And then they sort of used to, you know, so once you're done, you don't start playing with it, and it's easy to forget. And that, with that, explains a lot of things. Like, we have, like, Kasuri Mechseras. You know, Kasuri Mechseras, the Mishnah is written, things are left out. You know, so you always wonder, like, why would the Mishnah leave it out? Just write it. I mean, why leave things out of Mishnah? So he says, because it used to be a song. And to fit the lyrics, you know, sometimes you have to leave out certain words in order to it to be able, you know, the song to go. That's why, because that's the Kasuri Mechser, the words were left out so the song could flow better. And explain things like that. So that was very important to, you know, you don't just take things out, put things in, because once it's there, you have the, you know, because it's all Baal Peh. It makes it keep things that they don't forget it. So the Mishnah. Which one?
Third way. Third.
Shloshachin. We did the first two missions. Third mission. Okay. Shloshachin. Shnei mehem nesuin. Once again, we have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven married to Leah. Shimon married to Rachel. V'chad nasui nachris, and Levi's married to not a sister, Chana. Meisachad mi bali achayos v'chanas nasui nachris ishto. So let's say Reuven dies, and Levi makes yibum on Leah. Okay, so notice when Leah falls to yibum, she's asked to Shimon because Shimon's married to the sister. Rachel, so Zachos Isha, so that's clear. But Levi is fine to marry her, so that's what he does. He does Yibum on her. Then Umesa Ishto Shel Sheni, and then Shimon's wife Rachel dies. V'acharkach Meis Nasui Nachris, and then Levi, who had done Yibum on Leah, he dies. So now Leah and Chana fall to Shimon for Yibum. He's the only brother left alive. And in theory, you would think that Shimon, they're okay to Shimon. Why? Because Shimon's no longer married to Rachel because she died. So he does not marry to the sister anymore. So one would think, okay, so now we can take either Leah, Chana, or whatever, it's not a problem. But no, he's asked her to Leah and subsequently to Chana, because being the Tzara. Harezu Asura Olamis. Hoyel v'nei Asura Olam Shachas. The reason is, the Mishnah says, because we have a rule that once she became Aser once, meaning when Reuven died, at that point Shimon was still married to Rachel, and therefore when Leah fell to Yibum, already at that point Shimon was Aser to Leah because it was Achos Isha. So even though later on Shimon's wife Rachel died, but once Leah was Aser to him once, he remains Aser to him forever, and therefore even later after Levi took Leah and then he died and she fell to her, but it's already too late. Once she was Aser to him once, she's Aser to him forever. That's the mission. Okay, let's see Rashi. Sha'achas b'nefila rishona means as soon as Reuven died, and that nefila rishona, the kishenafla me'achava rishon, from the first brother Reuven. Okay. Now, let us look at the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, kol yevama she'ein ani koreba bishas nefila, yevama yavoela, quote unquote, harei hu keishas ach she'yesh labanim vasura. So any woman, or Yavama specifically, that we can't call on her the pasuk Yavamo Yavo Aleha, in other words, she can't do Yibum, then she remains Aser forever. It's as if she's an Eishes Ach Sheyesh LaBanim, and therefore she's Aser forever. Okay, so now the Gemara says, My Kamash Malan, Tanina, Harezu Asur Olamis, Hoyel Venesra Alav Shahachas. So, ask the Gemara, what's the Kiddush in that? In Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, that's exactly what our Mishnah here was teaching us. Right? As soon as Reuven died, Leah fell, and then she was Aser to Shimon once, so she remains Aser forever. That's exactly the same thing. So, what's Amar Yehuda Amar Rav teaching us that we didn't know already from our Mishnah? So, the Gemara answers, Ma'ud teima hani mili heicha delo ichaz yala b'nefila rishona. Aval hecha di chazia la benefila rishona ematishteri kamash malan. So what's the the chiddush? The chiddush is that I might have thought that why is it that Leah becomes aser to eventually, well, the whole time, but to Shimon? That's because she remained Aser the entire time. In other words, Reuven died, okay, so then Leah falls to Yibum. At this point, we said, of course, it's Aser to Shimon because he's married to Rachel. And then Rachel dies, but the whole time, the Leah was, Aser to Shimon until Levi finally did Yibum. Okay, so the whole time, until Levi did Yibum on Leah, she was Aser, and then after that Rachel died, and then after that Levi falls because Leah falls because Levi died. But the whole time, Leah was Aser to Shimon until Levi actually married her. So I might think only there she remains Aser to afterwards. Now she can't marry Shimon because she was Aser to him the whole time until the other brother married. But in a case where that's what Rabbi Yehuda Rav is telling us, where Levi hasn't taken her yet. In other words, Reuven dies, Levi falls to Shimon and Levi, but in the meantime, Levi hasn't married her. And in the meantime, then Rachel dies. So I might think that since she didn't go to Yibum yet to Levi, maybe Shimon could marry her. Kamash Malan, that no, even in that case, not. Okay, let's see, Rashi. Even if later on the Leah that fell will in theory be okay to Shimon because Shimon's wife Rachel dies still. Benefila Rishona calls man Nefila Rishona Haisa Ishto Kayemet Shehi Achota. During when the first Nefila, when Reuven died, and Ishto was Kayemet Shehi Achota when Shimon's wife Rachel was alive still. Aval hecha di chazi b'nefila rishona kigon shemesa ishto achar misa sachiv, that only after Levi took her and only then Levi died and then Rachel died. Aval misa sachiv achiv v'lo kansa nasri nachris di chazi la mihai be. Oh, sorry, let's go next part. Okay, now the Gemara says back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "I hanami tanina." we also learned this as well. So this is, it's also not a chiddush that it doesn't have to be that Leah actually was got married or the dibum on Leah on Levi. Even without that, still she still loves her. That we also learned. Where do we see that? Shnei achim nesuim shtei achayos. Two brothers are married to two sisters, and that's it. We don't have a third brother. Meisachad mehem, and let's say Reuven dies, and then Leah therefore falls to Shimon, but Shimon's married to Rachel. But in the meantime, acharkach meisa ishlo shosheni. Okay, so again, so Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, just two brothers. Reuven dies, so Leah falls to him, but can't suss with him because he's married to the sister. But then Rachel dies. So now, again, in theory, Shimon would be able to marry Leah because it's not sister. Sister's dead. But she remains after him. So here we have it. Here we have, even unlike our case where we said that when Reuven died, Leah the whole time was after until she fell to Levi. You might think that you have to have that. But if you don't have that, and just before Levi even marries her, at this point already, you might think that Rachel, since Rachel died, that Shimon can marry Leah. Kamash malon not that. We also know, even as we see over here, Reuven dies, Leah falls to Shimon, and then Rachel dies. Still, he can't marry her without having to marry, have Yibum done with another brother. So we know that already also. So the Gemara says, no. Ma'udatema, I might have thought, Hasam, who did Idchela, Mihai Beis Aligamri? Aval hacha de lo idchela mehai beis alegamri ema migo de chazia lahai nasui nachris chazia nami lahai kamash malan. So we have here another also a chiddush as well. Why? Because I might have thought that only in the case of when in the case of the two brothers, when Reuven dies and now Levi falls, who is he falling to? There's only one brother. It's only Shimon. So at this point, she's nidchel legamri, because who else could she marry? No, nobody else. There's only Shimon around. There's only one other brother, and he's already married to Rachel. So then, once she's nidcha completely, because nothing to discuss, then even after that, when Rachel dies, we say once she's nidcha. But I wouldn't necessarily know the Amar Yehuda Amarav's case, where there are two brothers. Okay, Reuven dies, falls to Shimon and Levi, and then Rachel dies. I might not know that case that she be after the Shimon. Why? That since when Reuven dies, Levi falls to Shimon, and Levi, Levi could, as we had in our case in our Mishnah, could marry, could do Yibum on Leah. So since she is fitting to go to Levi, I might think that she's fitting to go to Shimon also. As long as Shimon's wife Rachel dies, the sister, then he can marry her. And since she's Ruya Lelevi, she's also, I might think, can be Ruya LeShimon also, as long as his wife died. Kamash Malan, that not. Okay? So then, so now I have all three cases. Okay? So we have the case in our Mishnah where the Levi, she falls to Shimon and Levi, and then Levi actually does Yibum on her, and then the wife dies. Then I have the more extreme case when I have that the Levi didn't take Leah, but she falls to two. She's still out there. And then I have the case of the other Mishnah with just the two brothers, and there's no only two brothers. She falls. She's out there to Shimon if his wife dies. We have the three cases. Okay, says Rashi, the idchile mihai beis legamrei. So in the case of just the two brothers and Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies, so Leah's complete, there's no other brothers. As far as Shimon, can't marry Shimon because he's married to now the Rachel. She's out completely. Says Rashi, Mishanafla, the Ein Kan Acher Elazed. There's no other one. There's only Shimon. So therefore, Baal Abalachotah Nidchet Veniftaret Lashuk Ve'Ein Aleh Tzadziko. There's nothing to discuss anymore. Avalhecha the Loichah is a Mihai Beis Alegamri. But if there's not only one brother, there's two brothers. B'shas Nefila, Shahaya Sham Nasui Nachris, that we had besides Shimon is also Levi, who was married to Chana's other woman, B'zukukah Liyibum, and therefore when Leah dies, she really falling to two, Shimon and Levi. Ema, I might think, Migo de Chazila Nasui Nachris, since she's Ruya to marry Levi, and therefore Adain Zika Ta'ala, she still has the Zika, B'chimei Sachotas, I might think they're now when Shimon's wife Rachel dies, V'odah b'nefila, t'ch'erim la b'nefila. Since she hasn't yet gone to Levi, I might think that now she could go to Shimon. Kamash malan that not, Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, right, the law that she cannot. Okay. Right, right. Since she's ruyat to him, so she can also, I might think she can ruyat to Shimon. The Seder. Okay, let's go on to the next Mishnah here. Okay, Shlosha Achim, Shnai Mehem, Nesuim, Shtei Achayos. So we have three brothers, again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They're married, two of them are married to two sisters. So far, again, the same thing. Reuven's married to Leah, Shimon to Rachel. Vechad nasui nachris, and again Levi married to Chana. So far everything the same. Giresh echad mibali achayos es ishta. However, now new element. Now Reuven, then next thing happened is he divorced Leah. Okay, the sister. Umeis nasui nachris. Okay, so Reuven dies. Reuven divorced his wife Leah. Then Levi dies. Okay. Umeis nasui nachris v'kansa amagarish. Okay. And then Levi dies, right? So then Chana falls to Shimon and Reuven. Reuven does zivum on her. So now Reuven, again, divorced his wife Leah. And now he did yibum on Chana, which was Levi's, right? The nachri. Okay, so now he's just married to Chana. So he's yibum on Chana. And then Umeis. And then, at the end, Reuven dies. So now, again, only Shimon's alive. And it's falling to him, basically, just Chana, right? Because Reuven divorced Leah. Chana's the only one left that was the Yavama from Levi. And she's the only one left. She falls to Shimon, who's married to Rachel still. She's still alive also. And so it's fine. He's mutter to Achana. Zohi she'amru kulan shemesu oniskarshu saraseim mutaros. Okay, so that's where we learned the first Mishnah in the Masechet that if the Arias died, so then the Tsarosein are Mutera. So here, or divorce. So since Reuven divorced Leah, and had he not divorced Leah, let's say, so now Chana would be the Tsara of Leah, and Leah is Achos Isha with Rachel, right, who Shimon's married to, so Shimon would not be able to marry Chana. Can't marry Leah because it's a sister, and therefore Chana, which is the Tsara, can't marry her either because of the Tsara. But since Reuven had already divorced Leah, so now Chana's not the Tsara of the Erva, because there's no Erva anymore. He divorced her. So Mela, Shimon could marry Chana, not the Tsara's Erva, and everything's fine. Okay, let's see Rashi. V'kansa hamagarish umet. So then, Reuven was Kansa again, Chana, that the Levi's wife, and then he died. Okay, muteret zu lehitchavim. So now Chana could marry Shimon. Sharei ad shelo kansa giresh etarishana. Before he married was kones. He was married the Yavama. He was miyavim Chana. He was megarish Leah giresh etarishana shehi erva velo haita tzarat amiyalam. So therefore Chana was never the tzarat erva, because by the time Reuven married Chana, he wasn't already married to Leah anymore. So therefore, she was not a Tzara Zerva, and therefore Shimon can marry Chana. So we see in the first Mishnah. We're on Lamed Amud Aleph at the Gemara, but we'll just run through the Mishnah again quickly just to get into it again. Okay, so the Mishnah had said, we learned at the end yesterday.
The last Mishnah, right?
Yeah, last Mishnah. He had three brothers, again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven, again, is married to Leah, Shimon to Rachel, and Levi to Chana. And then we had, the first thing happened was Reuven then divorced his wife, Leah. And after that, Chana, who was married to Levi, also the Nachrit. So she then, so Levi died. So she fell to Reuven. Reuven then did the Yibum on her, on Chana. And so at this point, everything's okay. And then when Reuven dies, Shimon can marry Chana. Again, the reason being that since the problem with Chana is that she's a tsaras erva of Achos Isha. However, that's not a problem anymore because since Reuven, right at the beginning, first thing happens, Reuven divorced her, so she was out of the picture. And Mimela, Chana's not a tsaras erva anymore because Leah's gone. So Mimela, now that Reuven dies, Shimon could now marry Chana, she's not a tsaras erva to the Achos Isha. Because he already divorced him. So now, and then the Mishnah said at the end, "Zu Hishamru Chulon Shemesu Niskarshu Sarasem Muteras Sarasem Mutaras." So that's what we saw at the beginning of our Masechet. That's an example of once the tsars are mutar if they're divorced, and then they're not a tsar anymore. Okay, so that was the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara makes a diuk. Taima de Garish Vacharkach Meis. Aval meis v'charkach girish asura. Okay, so now Gemara makes a diuk that why do we say this, that Chana is mutter to Shimon in the end, not a tzara serva. That's because the first thing that happened was Reuven divorced Leah, girish Leah. However, if that wasn't the case, that the first thing that happened was that Levi died. Now once Levi dies, so now Chana, she now became Zakuk, it was a Zika, to Shimon and Reuven, to both of them now, right? She was Zakuk to them. So if, and then afterwards, Reuven was Megarish Leah. So in other words, she was already, Chana was already Zakuk to Reuven at the time when Reuven divorced Leah. So then afterwards, if Chana, then does Reuven Yibum with Chana, so then she is considered a tsaras erva. It's called a tsaras achos isha bezika, right? Because it's only she became a tsaras erva through zika. Because when Levi died, Chana now was zakuk to Reuven, whilst at the same time he was still married to Leah. So there was a zika there, and that created achos isha bezika. Okay, and then he divorced Leah, and then he did Yibum, the actual Yibum on Chana. So now Chana is Aser to Shimon, because there was this time in there that was she was a Tsaras Erva by Zika. That's the Diuk. And Amar Rav Ashi is also Meris that Yesh Zika Filu Betray Achi. Okay, so here we see that Zosa Meris is going to be significant. That there is Zika too. In other words, when Levi died, in this case, he was the first one to die. So now Chana was Zakuk to two brothers. Now, she wasn't earmarked only for Reuven, there's also Shimon, right? Because Chana could marry either of them. So Chana was Zakuk to both Shimon and Reuven. And so even so, she wasn't only earmarked for Reuven, still, she's considered that Zika is enough to create to make her into a tsaras erva because of Leah, who's after that is gonna be divorced. Okay, let's see Rashi on the Gemara. So time of the girish. So time of the girish balachayas tchila. So the reason why in the end Chana is gonna be mutter to Shimon, that's dafka because the Balachayas, meaning in our case, Reuven, the first thing he did was he's Megarish Leah. Okay, Vacharkach Meis Nasui Nachris, and only then Levi died. The Filu B'Zika Lo Naset Saras HaMe'olam. So then now, even through Zika, there's no connection. But therefore, we're Medayik. However, Mashma HaMeis Nasui Nachris. However, if the first thing that happens is Levi dies, and now, v'huzkakan nachris l'balayachayas, and once Levi died, now she becomes zakuk Chana too, both Reuven and Shimon, who were married to the sisters. V'charkat girish, and only after that Reuven divorced his wife Leah, v'nasa luzu, and then married Chana. Hoyo v'kodem shegirish naset tsarat abazika, before he divorced Leah, Chana was already zakuk to him. Okay, the kodem shagirish naset sarata bebizika. So asura al achiv kisha yamut hamagarish. So then, because of that, afterwards, when you know Reuben's going to marry Chana, etc., but now Chana's going to be after to Shimon afterwards, right? Mishum tzaras achosisha. So bishlama ilo kansa. So Rashi just adds at the end, bishlama ilo kansa. However, if Reuben would not have married in the end Chana, would have done yibum with Chana in the end, havia muteras lazu, then she would be mutter to Shimon. It's only because in the end, Chana, Reuven did take in Chana, then after Reuven dies, she's asked to Shimon. But if Reuven wouldn't have married her, then she should be mutter to Shimon. Machmat zika achiva rishon, because of the zika. Haval mishakansa, but because Reuven actually took in and married and did yibuman Chana, v'achshav zkuka lezeh, mikoach bala erva, Asura. Now she's going to be Asur. Afal gav zelo aita tzarata el vizika. Even though, again, the chiddush is that she was only connected to Reuven because of Zika. Because at that point, when Levi died, then she was zakuk to Reuven. And that's enough to create a problem if afterwards Reuven marries her. That since she was one time tzaras achosisha vizika, that's enough to Asur to Shimon. And next Rashi, betray Achis, so Rav Ashi says, Zosamer, what do we see from here? That there's Zika, even with two brothers. Kugon Hakha, like here, the Chimes Nasui Nachris, because Kodim Geirushin Shalzeh, so because here, when Levi died, and Chana falls, she's falling to two brothers. She can, in theory, go to Reuven or Shimon. So there's Zika to two brothers, still, Haitazu Zika L'Shein Shnei Baal Yachayos, Umahanya B'Zika Zula. Last loss or Alasheni, but even so, again, like we said, she's not earmarked only for Reuven. So it's not that as strong as Zika, because she's you can go either to Reuven. Still, it doesn't matter. Still considered a Zika, and it's enough to make her the Saras Achosisha. We said with the Zika, and therefore afterwards, when Reuven marries Chana and then dies, Shimon cannot marry anymore. Okay. Now, if you thought that was complicated, what? Yeah. Okay, so now it gets a little more complicated because now we're gonna start comparing it to the earlier Mishnah and whatever. Okay, Ula Ravashi. So now this Ravashi that we're saying now that there's a Zika to the two, and even though Zika to two is still considered a Zika, that creates she's a Taras Achos Isha Bezika. I'm sorry?
How did she get married to Reuven in the first place then? If she's already Zika also to Shimon, she's a and therefore her but Achos Isha
whatever. There's a Zika to both of them.
Well, wouldn't that be the same problem as if she did get married to Reuven?
If she did get married to Reuven, because Reuven divorces Leah, then he marries her. But since she was once Zakuk, she was Saras Achosisha. So now, when Reuven dies, he's after to Shimon.
And she couldn't be after to Reuven to start with.
That she's right? No, because we're saying that's only because Reuven. The only problem is only because Reuven married. That's what Rashi says at the end. It's only because if Reuven hadn't married her, then she could go to Shimon or to then she could go to Shimon. That's what Rashi says at the end. Okay, L'Rav Ashi, Kasha the Rav Nachman. Now, what Rav Nachman are we talking about? So that's back at the top Mishnah of the Yamud, okay, where we had a diuk according to Rav Nachman over there, not like we're saying now. What do we say over there, if you remember, the first Mishnah? There we had, again, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And again, Reuven, Shimon married to the sisters, Levi to Chana, whatever. And then Reuven dies. So Leah then falls to Shimon and Levi, but not to Shimon because it's a sister. So she falls to Levi. And the Mishnah talks about how Levi actually does Yibum on her. And therefore, afterwards, when Levi dies, Shimon's asked her to Chana because she was Saras Achosisha to with Leah, because Leah is Shimon's married to Rachel, to the sister, so she's asked to Leah, and there Mela Chana is asked else being the tsar. So then the Mishnah had said over there that stafka if Levi did Yibum on Leah, but if he did Mimer, so then he only does Chalitza on Chana. And then we had over there Rav Nachman that made a diuk and said, Taima the Avad Bar Maimer. But halo Avad Bar Maimer, if you didn't do Maimer, then Nachris Yibumi Nami Miyabma. In other words, if after Reuven died and Leah fell, that Levi didn't even do Maimer, she was this Zakuk, okay, then Chana's Mutter to Shimon. So we said over there that the conclusion was Amar Rav Nachman Zosomeres Ein Zika Filu Bechadacha. Here's the other extreme. Okay, that's where we're raising the kasha, because from our Mishnah we made a diuk that there is Zika even with two, and here even though there's two brothers, we said not earmarked to one specific, still this considers Zika to both. Whereas, but here it's the other extreme. Here we're saying even the to one, there's only one brother she's Zaka to. And even so, there's no Zika. Why? Because, again, when Levi dies, then Leah, when Reuven died and Leah fell, if Levi didn't even do Mimer on her, so there's only Zakuk. Who is she Zakuk to? Only to Levi. Leah can't be Zakuk to Shimon, because Shimon's married to the sister. So she's only Zakuk, only to Levi, only to one. And still, that's not enough to cause a problem, and Shimon can marry Chana. So so it's the other extreme. And therefore, we have the Rav Ashi from our Mishnah, what he's saying, that there is Zika, even with two brothers, Kasha, the Rav Nachman, because, why is it Kasha? Because they're authentic diukim. It's not just a statement, Rav. I mean, Amora can argue, but it's not just a statement, it's a diuk. Right? We were medayik from what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, mashma this. So here we have the diuk from one Mishnah, and the diuk, they both made authentic diukim, and they're contradictory. Right? Because, again, according to Rav Nachman, even there's not Zika, even if she's only false, there's a Zika only to one, it's not considered Zika. Whereas by us, the diuk from our Mishnah is, even if she's falling to two brothers, there is Zika. So that's the Gemara's kash. So Gemara answers, okay, one second, let's see Rashi. So Kasha, the Rav Nachman, the Diuk Le'el, because he made Diuk in the Mishnah up above, the Mistam Mes Masnisin, Zotomeret, Ezek, Afila Bechalacha. I made that Diuk, and now here we see there is a Diuk, there is a Zikim with two. Okay, so now the answer. So Amar Lach Ravashi, Huadin, the Afalgav, the Lo Avad Ba Maimer. So Ravashi would answer you the following. The Mishnah up above, is not, we made a diuk dafka mimer. Mimer is no, if there's no mimer, in other words, Levi didn't even do mimer on her, if she's only zakuk, then she's mutter. So he said, no, really, afogav de lo avad mimer. Okay, nachris michlat chalza, yavumi lo biyabma. No, it's lav dafka mimer, even if he didn't even do mimer, because there is zika, with two, what we said here, and two brothers, certainly with one brother, Vadai, where he's earmarked only for one, Vadai did zika. So the Vadai is zika to Levi in that case. Aye, so why are you telling me the lesser Kiddush? Why are you telling me that Chana is considered a Tzara over there only if Levi did Yibum? Enough of a Tzara that has to be Chalitza. Tell me even more. Tell me even if Levi didn't even do Mimer on Leah. There's still, because of the Zika, Chana's answer. Why not say that? V'hadakatani Mimer is Lapuke mi Beit Shammai. Damri Mimer Kona Kinyan Gamur. Kamash Malan Dilo Kebeis Shammai. So really it is even with the Zika's Asr. The reason why we dafka wanted to mention Mimer is because we wanted to Lafuke Beis Shammai. Okay? That according to Beis Shammai, if you remember, we learned that Beis Shammai held that Mimer makes a Kinyan Gamur. Now if Mimer would make a Kinyan Gamur over here, meaning in the above Mishnah, so that when Reuven died, Leah fell to Levi, and Levi did Mimer, as it says, and if Mimer would be a Kinyan Gamur, that would mean that Levi's mamish, like Kizia Kili's mamish married to Leah, the Mele, Chana is a straight, clear, Tsaras Erva. And Mimela, she's when Levi dies, her and Leah, of course, Leah's the sister, Shimon's Akos Isha is out of the picture. Mimela Chana will be out of the picture because of Akos Isha, and finish. But Kamash Molan, we don't say that. You don't say that she's that like Beit Shammai, that it's considered the Maimer is considered mamish like Kinyan Gamur, and therefore Chana still has to do Chalitza. So that's why we mentioned, even though again, even the there is Zika to Wanach, but we dafted want to use the case of Maimer instead, even though they're both of the same din. We took the, so to speak, the lesser chiddush, because we want to bring out this din that even though Maimer is done, it's not like Beit Shammai that it's considered a Kinyan Gamur. So they discussed, Meforshim discussed it, that why are we going out of our way to make a Mishnah written in a like less Kiddush way, because in order to Lefuke Beit Shammai when Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is in a Mishnah, like we don't pass like Beit Shammai, so why do we have to do it? The Mishnah goes out of its way to teach us not like Beit Shammai. You know, why are we so concerned about Beit Shammai? We don't hold like Beit Shammai. Okay, good question. Okay, Rashi, the bottom of Lamed again. Rashi says, so Amar Lach Rav Rashi, so Ahi Diyuka Dele'el Lav Dafka. So the diuk we made up above, lav dafka, it's not only if maimur is done. The hu adin af agav the law about maimur, even if there's no maimur, just zika. Bal ha nachri is a girsi, or I'm reading this other girsa. Af agav the law about maimur, bal ha nachris, the eisha sachiv, kishi amut, nachris ishtoi michlat chalsa velomis yabemis. Okay, so even so even if there's only a zika, still there's she doesn't she can't do yibum. It's still only chalitza. Hoyel ve'erva, the gear says, is the erva the aishas the achos isha al balas levado haviramia v'naset sarata bezika. So in a kanami, even though there's only zika there, even still that's considered a connection, and therefore Chana can only do Shimon can only do chalitza and Chana must do, and she's not free. He said that's lafuke beit shamai, says Rashi kinyan gamur vafilu chalitza lo nitzibai, and therefore according to beit shamai, beit shamai would say if Levi over there and Levav Mishnah would have done maimer, she'd be then Chana doesn't even need chalitza vchilu chalitza lo tibai nachri. Ella teitzei mishum taras achos isha kamash malan chaletzes kamash malan. We don't say that, and she does do chalitza if maimer was done, and that's why we wrote that case. Okay, so now we are asking the opposite. Okay, ula Rav Nachman. So now we go back to our case. Ula Rav Nachman kasher Rav Ashi. So now we can ask the opposite. So Rav Ashi, he gave his explanation. But now we can ask the opposite way. Because, fine, so we said the first Mishnah above, we see that there is no Zika even with one Ach. Again, and over here, we have Rav Ashi saying there is Zika even with two brothers. So now, what was Rav Ashi going to do, right, with the two Miyashiv the Diyuki? So therefore, Rav Nachman, the diuk that he made, what is Rav Ashi going to do? Akasha to Rav Ashi. Because again, Rav Ashi says, even with two brothers, there is a Zika. So, v'chitema, that huadin afilu meis, v'charka gerish, sarasa muteres. So, if you want to say that, no, there's no, you shouldn't make the diuk over here, because it's lav dafka, even though it's true. The Mishnah, the way it's brought down is that first he was Megarish Leah, she was already out of the picture, and only then Levi died, right? And so when Chana fell, already Leah was out of the picture, even though that's the way it was written. And therefore we made a Diak Mashma that if the first thing wasn't, the first thing happened, and Levi died, and there was it was Zakuk, then that would be a different story. Then she would be Aser, because there's Zika. I said, no, even if the first thing happened was Levi died and Chana fell, and there was a Zika there. Even then, she's still considered mutter. Okay, so why was it written like this? Lav dafka. But we have a problem. Elazogi limutemai. So if that's the case, even if you want to say it's lav dafka, then we have a problem. Then why does it say at the end of the Mishnah, our Mishnah over here, and Zui Shamru, this is the case of where Mizgarish Mashma Zo and not something else not. So Bishlama, the way we are learning, we have the what's not. In other words, if the first thing happened, as it says in the Mishnah, Ruvain divorced Leah, then fine. Zui she'amru, then we say that afterwards, when Levi dies and Chana falls to Ruvain, etc., then Chana will be mutter in the end to Shimon. Zu. But as opposed to what we said, the biyuk mashma, if the first thing that happened was that Levi died and Chana was zakuk, if that was, then that not. Then in the end, Chana would be yasser to Shimon. So we have a zuhi coming to lemute something. That's fine. But if we're going to say no, even in that case, she's mutter, even if there is no zika, you know, like we saw, we want a miyashev, you know, the two things that there's no zika, just like the first mission, no zika, here there's no zika. So then what is zoo coming to exclude? There's no zika here, no zika there, and therefore she should, it should be okay even, and it is okay there. So then what is zoo, when is it not good? So the Gemara gives an answer, says, oh, you can say it's lemeute kanas v'charka kiresh. So what is it coming to exclude? The most extreme. And that is, not only did Reuven not first divorce Leah, nor did he divorce her after Redi Chana fell, but Levi died, okay, Chana fell, Reuven did Yibum on Chana, okay, so right now at this point, where are we? Reuven's married to Leah and Chana. He's still married to Leah, he was Redi Konis. Redi Konis Chana, and he's still married to his wife Leah. So now at this point, Chana is Taras Erva, clear, at this point. And then he divorced Leah. Okay, so now he's left with only Chana. And then Reuven dies. Okay, so then he would be Asher to Shimon. Because here was the point, it was not only Zakuk, he actually married Chana. And at that point, he was still married to Leah. So she became a Taras Erva then. And only after he became a Taras Erva, then he divorced Leah. So then she'd be Asher to Shimon. That's the most extreme case. So that's what you could say. It's coming to lemuute. That's what's coming to lemuute. Lemuute kanas v'charka kiresh. Okay. So then, according to this, the teretz. Therefore, to summarize, according to Ravashi, he would say there ain't a chanami. Just like we saw in the previous Mishnah, there's no zika. Here, there's also no zika. Okay, and even though the Mishnah wrote it in a way that it sounded like Dafka, if the first thing happened was the divorced Leah, and only afterwards, where there's no Zika. No, even if the first thing happened is Levi died, there was a Zika. Even still, there's no problem of Taras Achas Isha v'Zika, and she could marry her. And it wrote this Lav Dafka. If that's the case, we said, if it's Lav Dafka, what's the Zuhi Shamru? What case is going to be Yasser then? If that's Mutter and that's Mutter, when is Shimon going to be Yasser to Chana? And then we said the answer is, if Reuven actually was married, took in Chana when he was still married to Leah, and she was Mamas Saras Erva, and only afterwards he divorced Leah, that is when Chana is going to be in Yasser to Shimon. Okay, so let's see the Rashi. So Huadin, says Rashi, the second Rashi, da filu meis. So really, no, it's lav dafka, filu meis nasui nachris. If the first thing happened was Levi, and there was a Zika, and Chana fell, v'charka kir, and only then girish echad mi balei chayar, so if Reuven divorced his wife, only then, as ishtoi, v'kansa muteres, v'kansa, and then he married Chana, muteres lishlishi, he's muter to Shimon, kishi yamud zeh. The lo amrina, we don't say tarasach hashisha shel zika havai mikara kodem gerishin. We don't hold by that. And so we said, if that's the case, so what is it coming? Zu coming to lemute? Coming to lemute is a more extreme case of kanas when Reuven was actually kanas anachris v'charka kiris hashishto, and the imamish married Chana. Reuven Levi died first. Chana fell. Reuven actually married Chana. Did yibum on her? And then at this point, Chana is mamish atzaras achosisha. And then he divorces Leah only afterwards, Umeis, and then he dies. Then that is L'dasura Nachris, that now Chana's Asher to Shimon, Mishum Tzaras Achas Isha, V'afalgav D'hashta B'shas Nefila, Lav Tzaras Ninu. Even though, now L'maisa really, it has to be some Chiddush. The Chiddush is that L'maisa right now, when Reuven dies, there's no Leah anymore. He had divorced her, L'maisa. Okay, but since Chana was once a Tzaras Erva to her, so once Tzara Serva, obviously Tzara Serva, she's Leah, even though he divorced Leah, and then now when she's falling, she's the only one falling to Shimon, she's still loves him.